pray again to the Holy Spirit that he may enlighten us so that we will have a deeper understanding of God's word in the readings today. During the time of Jesus, there were rabbis. Sometimes he was even called rabbi. But he was very different from them, from the readings of today. So we want to know who he is. Who is this child who was born in the manger? If you want to become a rabbi or a lawyer interpreting the law of Moses, you went to a school where there are known rabbis. You choose him. You listen to him, and if you like what he is saying, you become his disciple. And then, when you have already understood everything that he has to say, you become another rabbi. Jesus was different. You did not choose him. He chose you according to him. And in the gospel today, he found Philip and Jesus said, "Follow me." He says to Levi, "Follow me. You do not choose me, I chose you." You are here celebrating the Eucharist because he has chosen you. Secondly, when he chooses you, it's not for a certain period of time, like professors in the university. Once you graduate, you have nothing to do with it. Chooses you for life. And he asks everything from you. Hindi lang yung deeper understanding in the first reading. Chapter 3, 11 to 21 of John, his letter. We come to know love was that he laid down his life for us. So we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. In other words, different from the other rabbis, he asks you to share his mission. He asks you to share his life. And so if we are really real disciples, authentic disciples, true disciples, his mission should become our mission. His life should become our life. And we are strengthened in doing that because in the second part of the celebration, he turns bread and wine into his body and blood. He strengthens us so that we can fulfill our mission and our life will become like him. So it is forever. And he also claims that he was more than a rabbi. He was more than a professor of the law. He said, "Amen, amen, I say to you. You will see the sky open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Chapter 1 in the Gospel of John. The Son of Man. A very crucial term, Barnasha in Hebrew, Son of Man. Kita ninyo sa Bible, nakakapital yan. Hindi ibig sabihin yan kagaya ng ibang mga sekta na ang ibig lang ipahiwatig ni Jesus, Son of Man. Anak siya ni Jose at saka ni Maria. Jesus, Son of Joseph from Nazareth, sabi ni Philip kay Nathanael. But he said to Nathanael, and he was also different because Nathanael was very far away in another village. And Jesus said, "Before Philip called you, Nathanael, I saw you under a fig tree." And that is why, even if Nathanael calls him rabbi, he said, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel." Once they understood this, that calling him Son of God and himself calling himself Son of Man, you arrive at the core of who he is. And that's what we pronounce in the creed. Light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being with the Father. And if you look at Son of Man more deeply, Daniel chapter 7 talks about the Barnashah, who was given by the Ancient One, Yahweh, all power, dominion, and his reign will be forever. He is a transcendent being, kasama ng Ancient One. And so, when he said, I am the Son of Man, I will come back at the end of time with the angels of God ascending and descending, he is claiming. And he did. In the next chapters of John, he says, I and the Father are one. Because I am the Son of Man. And Nathanael said, you are the Son of God, you are the King of Israel. Once, after they went to the villages proclaiming God's kingdom, Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say I am? And they said, some say Elijah, some say John the Baptist, or one of the prophets. And he said, but you, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And Jesus said, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He is claiming something greater than a mere human being. He is claiming that he is more powerful than all the evil forces of Satan and all the demonic powers when he says, I am the Son of Man. And so we claim him again this morning as our Savior, the child who was born in a stable. Because he was not an ordinary man. He was equal to the Father. And so, if he calls us, follow me, we have to obey. He made the stars and the galaxies. And so, we also become his disciples. His mission becomes our mission. And his life becomes our life. Because it was true. It was through his sacrifice that we know that God is love. Letter of St. John. The way we came to know love, it's the same as saying the way we come to know God, was that Jesus laid down his life for us. And if he did that, we have to do that also, according to St. John. So we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If someone who has worldly means sees a brother in need and refuses him compassion, how can the love of God remain in him? How can be he? How can he or she become real disciple? Let us love not in word or speech, but in deed and in truth. Let us examine our consciences today. Because the same Son of Man who was born in Bethlehem, he will come again at the end of time. Matthew chapter 25. He said the Son of Man will come with his angels and he will separate all human beings who ever live into the goats and the sheep. And his standard for judging who are the real disciples, I was hungry, you gave me food. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. Confirming the first reading today. How can you say you love God if you do not love your brothers and sisters.